Recorded Books presents Dogs Demystified, An A to Z Guide of All Things Canine by Mark Beckhoff. Foreword by Jane Goodall. Narrated by Brian Wiggins. Foreword. Almost everyone thinks that my favorite animal must be a chimpanzee. They're wrong. Actually, chimpanzees share so many characteristics with us that I do not consider them animals, any more than we think of ourselves as animals, although we are. My favorite animal is the dog. When I was growing up, a very special dog came into my life named Rusty. Dogs can be extremely intelligent. Rusty certainly was. It almost seemed he was sent to teach me about animal behavior. He didn't even belong to us, but lived in a hotel around the corner. They did not mind that he left them at around 6 a.m., returning only for his midday meal and to sleep at night when we told him to go home around 10 p.m. I first met him when I was about 10, and he was my best friend for the next 10 years until he died. I would never have gone off to Africa had he still been alive. I could not have betrayed his trust. I still miss him to this day, almost 70 years later, and in spite of all the other wonderful dogs I have known since. It was because of my relationship with Rusty that I was able to stand up to the professors at Cambridge University who told me, after I had been studying wild chimpanzees for over a year, that I could not talk about their personalities, minds, or emotions, because those were unique to humans. Rusty had taught me long before I began studying our closest relatives that humans were not the only sentient, sapient beings on the planet. Not for nothing have dogs earned the title of man's best friend, or perhaps now we should say humanity's best friend. They have been trained to be eyes for the blind, ears for the deaf, guards for the house. Sheepdogs help shepherds to herd their flocks, and hunting dogs help in the chase. Because of their keen sense of smell, dogs can help track down criminals, find people buried under the rubble of a collapsed building, detect cancer, and predict the onset of epileptic seizures. Dogs can sniff out endangered animals or their body parts being smuggled illegally across borders. An increasing number of dogs are being taken into hospitals where they bring comfort to the sick. They provide companionship for the lonely and help autistic children to read because they do not judge. And there are so many wonderful stories of dogs who seek out help when their owners are lying unconscious or wounded after some kind of accident in a remote place. As I watch the horrors of the war in Ukraine, I have seen cases where an abandoned dog, through death or emigration of their person, has been adopted by soldiers. "He's changed our lives," said one soldier, who is based with his unit in a hastily constructed, damp trench. "He warns us if anyone approaches, and he gives us love and raises morale." It was the same story with a dog who was adopted by people sheltering in a basement during air raids in Ukraine. All those things and more are what dogs do for us. But what about the other way around? What do we do for dogs? How do they want to be treated? Of course, we rescue and adopt dogs and give them homes. A dog with a really good home, understanding human companions, access to the outdoors, and plenty of exercise will be a happy or contented dog, especially if there are two dogs, so they can play and keep each other company. A dog can be a member of the family in a good way, treated with love and respect for their dogness. Others are treated not as a dog, but as a human with furry skin, dressed in fancy coats and jeweled collars. This may all be done with the best of intentions, but is this the way dogs like to be treated? Do dogs like being bathed in perfumed shampoo or having their hair shaped in fancy styles? What of the thousands of dogs who are left alone all day, trapped in a house or apartment 5 days a week, simply to give their owners a few hours of pleasure in the evenings and on weekends, and who are likely to be dumped in kennels when their owners go on holiday? What of the dogs who have very few opportunities to run off leash, to interact with other dogs? And what of those who are taken for walks but not allowed to spend time sniffing along the way, gleaning information about the world of dogs, tugged along with irritated jerks of the leash? If you really and truly love dogs, you need to understand the way...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?